proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation Broadcast, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and I want to thank you for joining us on today's program. Well, on one of our last programs that we've done not too long ago, we actually spoke about the unique findings at Dalmanutha, which is located on the northwest side of the Sea of Galilee. We talked about the discoveries that were unearthed there by archaeologists, and it kind of points to a settlement which is very close indeed, to the city of Migdal today, or Magdala in the Bible times. Remember, Mary Magdalene was from that area. And in Mark's Gospel, chapter 8, we actually read of the feeding of the 4,000 and how that Jesus got into a boat and traveled across the sea and then came to the coast of Dalmanutha. And of course, in Mark's Gospel, that is the only mention of Dalmanutha there. And so we know that Jesus went there in that area. So this is a really unique find. This was uncovered really not that long ago. But some very unique finds have also been discovered in the past year. And this is a headline reads, "The synagogue where Jesus preached has now been uncovered." Several news sources have been referring to this. This is a very interesting thing. In fact, this occurred right before Christmas of 2014. And so I'd like to share a little bit of some of the news items of today. Well, first of all, what is Migdal? Migdal today is just a small Jewish community. In fact, there is a Catholic organization that precedes some of the property. This was uncovered here. A first century Jewish house of prayer was discovered in the ancient ruins of Magdala. And this is the hometown of Mary Magdalene. This area, too, got to understand that in the Galilee region, this is where Jesus mainly did his ministry. When we think of Jerusalem, people think of Jesus being associated there, or Bethlehem, those areas. But in fact, the majority of Jesus' ministry was in the Galilee area, and the Magdala area was definitely no exception to that. So again, they uncovered a first century synagogue. Now, the Father Eamon Kelly of the Catholic organization that's watching over this property, he said this, quote, "This is the first synagogue ever excavated where Jesus walked and preached." He says that this is hugely important for both Jews and Christians. Now, the synagogue is one of only seven dating back to the time of Jesus uncovered anywhere in the world. So this is a very unique find here at Magdala. Now, if you've ever been to Israel, most likely your tour took you to the north side of the Sea of Galilee to Capernaum, and there you'll see an ancient synagogue there, but you understand that that synagogue is not from the time of Jesus. It is, however, built on top of the foundation, the former synagogue that was there. So it's centuries later than that, the one that you currently see. But here it has been unearthed, and in fact, a friend of mine was there not too long ago at the Migdal Synagogue, and he said this is definitely a must see on any itinerary now. So we'll try to be including that in on our tours to Israel, definitely. One thing that's very interesting, before Tiberias, the city of Tiberias was built, Magdala was the only town really on the western side of the Sea of Galilee. This is, again, as you go up the western side, you come to Tiberias, then you go straight up north, you got Magdala, and then you eventually come to Capernaum, Bethsaida, Chorazin, in that area. And so the Bible tells us, in fact, I'm going to read the verses from Matthew chapter 15, in verse 39, this is after the feeding of the 4,000 now, and he sent away the multitude and took a ship and came into the coast of Magdala. And so, again, the synagogue was uncovered, and many people believe that Jesus most likely preached here in that synagogue. Now, you have to understand that the synagogue in those days, and even to some extent now, but a synagogue was not just a place of prayer and worship, but it was also a community center. People would get together and they would talk about the news of the town or the community, have different business meetings, things like that. But whenever a new rabbi, a new teacher came to town, it was very customary to have him speak in the synagogue. And so very possibly, in fact, I dare say probably 99% sure, Jesus preached here in that synagogue. And so much history about this place. In fact, Israel has all kinds of surprises. This, again, just simply confirms the truth that we know in the Bible. Also, if you're interested in visiting the land of Israel at some time, I invite you to join us with IBJAMS. We host an annual tour there every year. You can just contact us here at IBJAM for that information. As we close this program, let's remember the words of Psalm 122, verse 6, which says in Hebrew, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150. Or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.